There's nothing more comfortable than an old pair of boots, but you've got to break them in first. Strike out on an old trail or a dusty road. You might even bump into Chip McCabe if you wander onto the wrong side of the tracks. Tuesdays at 7, Wednesdays at 1 on Cygnus Radio.
Metal Dad Radio. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition. I'm your host, the Metal Dad. And as we do most weeks, starting off the show up in the irons. Iron Maiden, baby. Fear the Dark. And I'm going to send that one out to my brother from another metal and horror movie mother, Lord Gates, who was here a couple weeks back. And, of course, he has guested on my Fiendish 5 horror movie podcast multiple times. So Fear the Dark going out to you, Lord Gates. Iron Maiden. All right. So, something a little different this week. I am doubling up on new stuff this week. There was just so many things I wanted to play. I figured, you know what? It's my show. Hell with it. This is what we're going to do. Two blocks of new music this week. So we're going to start with a band who's been around for a hot minute. Broken up a couple times, but keep coming back. And I like that. Lord Belial. They got a new record coming out on June 27th through Hammer Heart called Unholy Trinity. Let's give you the lead single off this right now. Ipse Venit. It's Lord Belial. It's Metal Dad Radio.
We'll be right back. Religion. But think you read even from yourself a mass epithet. Find the forbidden. Lies.
Metal Dad Radio, and there you go, the first half of our new music block, double block. They're right there, a band out of the Washington, D.C. area called Blood Monolith. And they have a new record coming out through Profound Lore entitled The Calling of Fire. And it is a ripper. Features current and former members of Nails, Undeath, Ulthar, Genocide Pact. So it's you know, some heavy hitters, man. I give you a track right there called Apparatus. And again, Blood Monolith, the name of the band. Really, really good stuff. Before that, Gruesome. They've got a new record coming out through Relapse on June 6th called Silent Echoes. And we give you a track off of that called A Darkened Window, one of the singles off of that. And starting off the block, Lord Belial, who's got a new record coming out June 27th through Hammerheart called Unholy Trinity. And we gave you the lead single, Ipsa Venit. And again, Lord Belial, new stuff. Love it. All right, so one of the reasons why we're doing two blocks of new music is because I love, love playing bands from my home state in Connecticut. And this is a band that had put out one record a long time ago, 2008. And I had kind of forgotten this record existed. I'm sorry. There's been a lot of records between 2008 and now. But I was reminded because this band is now signed to Debimamorti Productions, great label, and has a new record coming out, their first new album in 17 years. The band is called Anfaglir. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Guys, this is all Tolkien references, and I don't read Tolkien, so I apologize. But they have a new record coming out June 27th. It's called Akalabeth. I'm probably butchering these J.R.R. Tolkien names. My apologies to all the nerds out there. Just listen to this, because it's killer stuff. Anfaglir. This one is called Defying the Doom of Men, Part 1, The Temple of Melkor. Smell Dead Radio. Metal Dad Radio. There you go. Our second block of brand new music, including new stuff from Ghost Bath. They have a new record coming out May 9th on Nuclear Blast Records called Rose Thorn Necklace. And that was one of the lead singles right there. Well, I Tried Drowning. And that's it. Not I Tried Drowning. It is literally well, comma, I Tried Drowning. I don't know why, but the song itself is rad. I dig it. Ghost Bath. Before that, Cryptosis. They just put out a new record on March 7th through Century Media called Celestial Death. Gave you a track off of that called Ascending. And starting off the block, a band from my backyard in Connecticut, Anfuglier. Again, I think that's how you pronounce it because I'm not a Tolkien kid. But they have a new record out, or coming out, excuse me, June 27th through Debbie Morty Productions. We gave you a track called Defying the Doom of Men, Part 1, The Temple of Melkor. So there you go. So let's do some albums celebrating anniversary, shall we? That we are keeping this week. And we're going to start it off all the way back in 1987. April 23rd, 1987, Death Angel released their debut full-length, The Ultra Violence. Let's give you a track right now called Evil Priest. It's Metal Dad Radio. Metal Dad Radio. And, you know, if we were going to do, this week was supposed to be, by the way, an overrated, underrated, perfect block. And I just got lazy. And there was a lot of new music I wanted to play, so I put that on hold for a week. If we were to do an overrated, underrated, perfect segment for second wave black metal, one of my perfect albums would be Nemesis Divina by Satyricon. I think this record is untouchable. It's phenomenal. And it was released on April 22nd, 1996 through Moonfog Productions, at least in Europe. I believe Century Black, the Century Media imprint, put it out here in the States like a year after it was released through Moonfog, but whatever. Yeah, Satyricon, Nemesis Divina. Love this record a lot. Before that, Autopsy, their debut full-length album, Severed Survival, came out through Peaceville Records on April 24th, 1989. And we gave you the track Pagan Savior. Totally underrated number off that album. As is the track Evil Priest off of Death Angels' The Ultraviolence, which was released April 23rd, 1987. Through Enigma. And so that is our block of albums celebrating anniversaries this week. Time now, though, for us to finish off this show the way we almost always do. As a tribute to what we believe's first ever heavy metal band, that, of course, is Black Sabbath. We did Dio Sabbath last week because Heaven and Hell was celebrating an anniversary, and I thought, you know what, let's do some more Dio Sabbath. So here's Black Sabbath. Fitting number for these times. It's the Mob Rules. Till next week, kids.